T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, and we got a show for you today. Don't go to work. This rain is supposed to turn to snow. Oh. We might get an inch. That's enough not to go to work, right, Al?
Yeah, well, why not?
So you got the COVID thing going. I had some major drama in my family, which I'll get to later.
Your wife is the best.
I got pranked so bad with the COVID, Al, that I now no longer care if I get it. All right? And we got another amazing in-house issue. Ava Graham. And she will tell this story in a few minutes. Ava Graham yesterday sent out pictures of her naked rear end to all of her friends. Now, I am pleased to say I am not one of the friends, so I did not obtain it.
Do you have permission to do this story?
Yeah. Oh, she not only permission, she urged me to do it.
Oh.
Because it illustrates points about human behavior that people could learn from.
Oh.
Hello. But anyway, and I'm thrilled to say.
Yo.
Al, can we be honest for a second? Jonesy, charming man. Ruben Amaro, very charming man.
Yeah, yeah.
Billy King is the brains of our operation.
Yeah.
And it's Billy's looking at me like, is that even a compliment? Billy King is here today to serve as our judge.
Yes.
I'll even start with our contest because it's fun. Some of the stuff that was said yesterday by both Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni, I found annoying. All right? And Nick will be on at 9. And I will grill him. I will even ask several questions, Al, about last Sunday's game, because I have remained obsessed with a couple of his dumb decisions.
No, you?
Right.
At least I think they're dumb. I'm going to grill him on those, and then we'll get to more general stuff, because yesterday was a big news coverage to wrap up the season. Billy will evaluate that for us. Later in this hour, Billy will evaluate the latest Ben Simmons rumors. There's juicy new ones out there, Al. The talk is ramping up. He will do that, and he will judge this contest.
Yes.
And rather than me spell it out, I'll just do it with music. Hit it.
Why do they have a job?
Why do they have a job? That's what I want to know. Because when I was listening to the coach talk about Jalen Reagor, I went, why does he have a job? He shouldn't be here. He shouldn't have a job. I would go further on the current roster, but it could be somebody in the past. It could even be, Al, former GMs.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, maybe you think they stayed
long. Why would you take a shot at Ruben like that?
That is exactly what I was doing, because you are above reproach. You know that. All right. Anyway, but the big story, the big news that came out of the 11 a.m. news conference, Ree, you want to say it? What you texted me?
The big news that Jalen hurts?
I will repeat the again, Al. I don't have authorization for this.
Oh, no.
35 minutes, we'll never get back. 35 minutes, Al, of babble.
Yeah.
Lot of babble. In fact, Johnson gave me an idea that we're going to roll out in just a little while. John Johnson gave me a great idea, Al, of how to cease and desist over talkers. We have found a new way to do this, which I plan to use in the future. But let's start with the big news, which is Jalen Hurts is the guy. No, Al, is there any doubt? Yes, there is. Billy, you're going to have to help us. Billy was telling us before the way he filibustered questions.
Yeah.
He knew how to maneuver. So here's what's going on. I want to set the scene for it. So Howie Roseman is making his first appearance since they traded Zach Ertz. It's like months and months ago. All right? He's coming out. Nick Sirianni's with him. They're going to answer all your questions. So they have been super prepped.
Yeah.
And they know the first question will probably come from Ruben Frank of NBC Sports Philadelphia, and it will be about the quarterback, because the quarterback is the most important position in all of Philadelphia sports. Yeah. All right? So get ready for that. So the first thing he's answering, he's already memorized after consultation with experts. This is – so Ruben asked the direct question, and here's the answer. Listen to that.
You've seen enough from Jalen this year to feel comfortable with him as your quarterback moving into the future.
You know, we talk about Jalen and the growth he had, really first-year starter, second-year player, leading this team to the playoffs, tremendously impressed by his work ethic, his leadership. We talked – last time we talked was during camp, and we said we wanted to see him take the bull by the horn, and he certainly did that.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
All right. See, he didn't answer the question.
That was great by
it
Ruben.
It required Ruben's follow-up. Are you saying he's the guy? If he was the guy, wouldn't you just say yes and then explain why?
Yeah, but I think Howie knew the question was coming. So
that was memorized.
Yeah, but you have your answer, and you know whatever you give is going to be scrutinized. And
yeah.
So what I would have done is I would have started the press conference with a statement.
Ah, a nice – I enjoy a statement,
because
Al,
if you come
prior
out,
to questions.
Yeah.
Sirianni doesn't even do that after games. I liked when Reed would come out, and he'd start with the injuries.
You hated that.
And then he'd say he had to do a better job, and then he'd open it up for questions.
Did you just compliment Andy
Reid? Yeah, he did.
Only to make this point.
That was
Billy, text Andy now.
Only for this point. All right, anyway, so Billy – needless to say, this was the news of the news conference, so the reporters kept coming around to it. So here was another opportunity to Howie to establish that Hurts is his guy.
Are you going into this offseason with the mindset that Jalen Hurts is your quarterback in 2022?
Yes. I think for us, we got to do whatever we can to continue to help him develop. And how do we do that? By surrounding him with really good players. Players continue to grow. That's a huge part of developing. They grow. How they are in their second year is not how they're going to be in year 4, 5, 6, and 7. And they're also products of the people around them. So that's on us to continue to build this team.
On a 1 to 10, I'm going to give that a 6.
A 6?
I mean, he started with yes this time, but he also gave you a lot of philosophy. What do you think of that?
Well, I think he said yes, but he realized in order for him to be growth, they've got to add more talent, which I think everybody's saying.
That's obvious.
Yeah, they got to get
I'm
more
just
receivers.
Talking about Hurts. Is Hurts the guy?
Yes.
In his mind, it's locked down. It's Hurts.
I think so, because I think they look at it, and as a GM, you will explore if somebody calls with an offer of a guy that's better.
Alice, Hurts the guy.
Unless they get somebody better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then isn't that life?
Yeah.
Al,
yes.
If they could have found someone better than you for the last 30 years, would they have found them?
Probably should have.
You knew that was coming.
All right, now, hold on. Before everybody jumps to the conclusion that Howie is locked in on Hurts, I got to take you back a year. Because a year ago, Al, same news conference, we were being told how Wentz was the guy.
Yeah.
Wentz is the guy. Mm-hmm. And he used, Al, a glove analogy. Listen.
When you have players like that, they're like fingers on your hands. You know, you can't even imagine that they're not part of you, that they're not here.
Well, but then he traded them.
Yeah.
It wasn't even very long.
I think it was the middle finger.
So then you say to yourself, hold on a minute. How seriously should I take this?
About 56%.
Well, then, somebody brought up the fingers on the hand.
Jeff Mosher, I think. Yeah.
Jeff Mosher did? And listen to Howie in that context.
A second person today who's reminded me about my fingers on my hands comment, you know, must come from having a lot of kids. You know, I think that when you look at any position, opportunities come about in this league. And I'm certainly not talking about the quarterback position, where you have to make decisions about what's best for the franchise. And I think last year with Carson, we had to figure out going forward what really made the most sense, you know, when we got the offer that we did.
All right, Billy, Is he saying the offer was so good, that's why I deviated from my philosophy?
Yeah, because you'd be able to take the cap hit this year and then get off that money and go with the younger quarterback. You knew if you brought Carson Wentz back in the same with a new coach environment, you knew mentally he wasn't going to be prepared.
Wentz didn't want to be here.
Here's the thing, Billy. If you're saying he's my guy, but if there's – he's got 3 first-round picks.
Yeah.
Any deal where they say, I'll move you up to number 5, you could get somebody you love as a quarterback, then everything he just said is meaningless if it all hinges on whether he gets some great offer.
Well, I think you're always – if you can upgrade your talent, that's your job to do. And if there's a quarterback that you can get that you think is better, then you go get that quarterback. Right now, I think they're looking at the draft. There's probably not a guy in the draft that say, okay – because then you got to go back to the whole growing pains.
So there's like a Burrow that's different because he looks like he's going to be a stud. Yeah. Maybe I get a trade offer that would get me a guy that everyone knows is going to be elite.
Yeah. Well, but how many of those guys did people think were elites in the draft and they take them one, Ryan Leaf, whatever, and they don't pan out to be that?
All right. Here are your numbers because I got an open board right now after some very interesting. Well, maybe not. I'm not sure. We didn't put them on the board yet. 215-592-9494. Jump on board. Now, I got one more thing I want to hand you out because Nick Sirianni didn't play the word games. At least I didn't hear them. He was asked how he feels about Hurts being his guy, and listen to what he said.
Jalen knows where he stands with us. You know, he knows he's our quarterback. That's how do you know where you stand with a coaching staff? Because you communicate and you talk over and over and over and over again. And so Jalen knows where he stands with us. I thought he did a great job of getting better throughout the year, as we've talked about. And so, yeah, there's no secrets there. He knows he's our guy.
Is that Rhea? Is that lockdown? That's pretty strong.
Yeah,
right?
He's the coach.
That's
and
eight.
Here's the thing: is the coach is speaking to the players.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman is in a whole different,
game.
Yeah, different game. So Nick did exactly what he should do as a coach.
Nick showed his player a loyalty.
Exactly.
But Howie may have a different idea if somebody calls him.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, isn't that what we're saying, Billy?
Did you remember when before we traded Allen Iverson, I had a press conference after the Chicago game saying he's injured and he's here and we're gonna. And then Ed Snyder went out later and said, no, we're trading him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So sometimes there's division within the ranks, but they're not going to show that.
Well, it wasn't division. We knew that we were going to trade him. It
so
was just,
you just lied.
No, I was spinning.
No, that's a lie.
No,
you spin. You were a liar.
I was managing the situation.
Oh, Billy.
Managing.
I'm going to start the contest today. The contest is, Joe,
why do they have a child?
Why the hell was Billy here so long?
He was managing.
I was managing the situation.
Billy was lying to us, and he got. How long were you here?
10.5 years.
Oh, jeez, Al, that's 10.5 years we'll never get back.
I was managing the situation, just like when I called live on you. I mean, I knew you only had a certain amount of segment, so I just gave long answers.
What he's saying is he filibustered us.
Yeah.
Here, he filibustered
us. Just keep talking. They can't ask.
And I would get so excited. Wow, we got Billy King on today. We're going to grill him. And I never got to my question.
Nothing. Here we go, Billy King.
Six-minute answers for boring questions.
It's a skill.
It is a skill. Here's what you're playing for today. Eagles, Jalen Hurts jersey. You know why we're giving that away today?
Because he'll be here at least next year, maybe.
The shirt is good for at least a year, maybe a lot longer. Or a $50 Visa gift card, $25 Boston Market gift card, 94 WIP t-shirt. Guys, I can't ask you an easier question. This 5 names come up yesterday, and we should be asking why did they still have a job here. Jump on board now before the rush. Thank you. We're going to kick it off, Al, with a man who will be in studio hosting with us tomorrow because he works in our building and he has tested negative for the COVID. Tyrone is our first caller. Hi, Ty. Tyrone.
Yes.
Are you there? Tyrone.
Yes, can you hear me?
I'm warming you up for tomorrow when you're in studio.
Would you say I can hear you? I'm sorry, Andrew, I missed you. What'd you say?
I'm warming you up for tomorrow when you're with us here.
I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's go.
All right. Well, let's see how you do in analyzing what happened yesterday, Ty.
Well, what I heard was a bunch of BS yesterday.
Uh-oh.
With the Jalen Rager stuff. and the J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and the Fletcher Cox nonsense. I'm like, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, why? I don't understand. Why do they get in front of us and try to pull wool over our eyes? I don't get it.
They were critical of Rager. No, that's bogus.
That was the idea that you would refer to him, and I am going to ask Nick about it with a bad tone. I'm going to have a bad tone. He referred to Rager as an extreme talent.
Well, that was ridiculous.
Tyrone, how do you have an extreme talent? You're the wide receiver coach who took over as head coach, and the guy had an awful year. How is that talent?
He called him extreme talent, but also called him the third wide receiver on the team. I don't know if anybody caught that.
Well, no, that's no revelation. They give out a depth chart every week.
Yes.
We know he's third. He shouldn't be third. He shouldn't be in the top 10.
He does have extreme talent.
He doesn't have extreme talent. He had talent. Make a play.
Here's what I think he's saying. He has talent.
He hasn't used it.
I think that's what's frustrating.
You're a coach. He's got the talent. You had a whole year with him. He never gave it to you.
Well, and I think that's what's frustrating for the whole organization is that he has the talent. He just hasn't used it yet, and they can't figure out why.
But I'm trying to figure out what talent are they talking about. We've been watching this guy for 2 years make bonehead decisions.
Yeah.
He can't catch the ball when it hits him right in his hand. What are we missing?
A lot of times, Tyrone, you see it because we're not at practice every day. So they see it in practice, they see it in spurts, and they wonder why it can't translate to games.
All right, but Tyrone, stay tuned because in a 7 o'clock hour where we really break this down with all the tape, Billy King will explain to you when he knew Larry Hughes sucked.
I was just about to say that.
No, he knows when, and he will reveal when, and it will be extremely revealing as to what the Eagles are doing right now with Rager, because they're either in denial or they're lying. That guy can't play.
All the time is crazy.
You get first shot at this. Why do they have a job? Name somebody.
I'm going to go with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Whiteside is a fine one, Al.
He's an enforcer.
He is an enforcer.
I think he realized.
Did he have three catches this year?
Well.
What's he enforcing?
The laws of physics.
No, he's enforcing that once Howie makes a pick, Howie tries to hide the mistake for as long as possible. Hello? 215. Am I right or not, Billy? That's a big mistake right there. All right, we got lines open early today. I guess people are fighting. There's nothing out there, right?
Well, they're worried about it.
It's supposed to switch over between 8 and 10.
All right, is anybody listening? I will now open the Snow Network. Is anybody listening right now who can see a flake?
What?
215.
Yes.
Well, if you wake up and look across.
Snowflake.
Oh.
215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 6-7. All right, 624. You don't want to miss 7. We got G. Cobb on. We got the coach out at 9. In studio at 8, of course, is Ray Dittinger. We're pretending the football season didn't end.
It did never end
us,
here.
At least for us. So he will be able to react to there's still a couple of remaining questions. Before we get Nick on, I'm going to get Ray tackling why we deferred in the first play of the game.
Yeah.
Billy didn't agree with that. And Billy is not locked in on analytics. And we'll find out why we dialed up Rager on a fourth down play. And in fact, I'm going to ask those questions to the coach because they still have not been clarified, at least in my mind. I remain obsessed with every game and every play. Thank you. Ava Graham is here with our first of two questions of the day.
Brought to you by Armand Chevrolet of Ardmore. Armand Chevrolet is your easy credit headquarters. Visit ArmandChevy.com, click on the easy credit button. It's easy at Armand Chevrolet. What was your reaction to the Roseman Sirianni end of season Eagles news conference? Informative. Interesting. Insulting.
I am going interesting. Not informative because they really didn't want to say too much. But I could read between some lines, and I found it interesting. Billy King.
I'm going to say informative because they said Jalen Hurts was their quarterback.
Al Morganti.
I found it interesting.
Interesting. Rhea Hughes.
Informative because I unfortunately learned that they're still not going to get a linebacker in the first round.
Ava.
Interesting.
Okay. My email is, many did check in, Al, yesterday at RadioMan610@gmail.com. they definitely lined up under the insulting.
Well, usually.
But emailers, Al, tend to go negative.
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is not often we reveal what we're about to reveal about one of our people, but Ava Graham had an unfortunate accident yesterday and then a very unusual response to the accident. Ava, what happened in the accident itself?
So yesterday I was decorating for Valentine's Day because my birthday is on Saturday. So I wanted to make it look nice in my house. I'm hanging lights with Bill. I fell off the chair and got clipped by the metal siding of the chair. And it was so painful. Like,
What do you mean clipped? Where were you clipped?
My butt.
Which butt?
My left cheek.
Left cheek.
And I'm telling you, 2 inches the other way, I wouldn't be here today. I'd be in the hospital. I'll tell you that. It was
really bad. Hold on.
Really
Al's got something on that. 2 inches the other way, wouldn't it?
It would not have been a good.
You wouldn't have been able to see it.
No.
It would have been in between.
Well, whatever. Right, anyway, right. So I'm with Bill, and right. I'm like, I just want to know if it's bruised. So I show Bill the injury, and he goes, oh, my God. Ava, we have to put, like, alcohol on it. You've got a huge gash.
You had a,
like,
big welt.
Big cut. I have a huge cut. Right
big
now.
Big cut.
Big cut on, and this is me. I am the biggest calamity. I get hurt
right.
walking anywhere. Like, right, I just get hurt all the time.
So your husband is tending to your butt.
Yes.
All right, this is the part of the story I don't understand.
Okay, well, listen.
You videotaped it?
All right, listen. Okay, so I get the injury. I initially text the picture of my butt to my mom and my sister. My mom is like, you might need a tetanus shot. I might have got to the hospital.
Your mom is a nurse, she could assess it. Why'd you show your sister?
Well, because she was in the group message. And then so I...
Wow, I just texted back. Is that Bill?
Hold on a minute.
No.
Sister got included even though she has no medical input to offer?
And then I text my friends Lauren and Nikki simply because I knew that they would find it really funny.
Lori and Nikki received pictures of your left butt cheek because they would find it funny?
Yeah. I mean, this is me. I just get hurt all the time.
In the end, how many people received your rear end yesterday?
Well, maybe like 8. But it's a butt.
I know. Hold on. I got a whole bunch of more questions.
It's a butt. You see them on the beach all the time.
Do you have any information indicating they may have sent it out to others?
No, my friends aren't like that.
Is your ass viral?
No, definitely not. And guess what? You'll need to wear sunglasses because that thing is so pasty.
All right, hold on. Here's one other thing, and I hope you don't think I'm taking this personally, but I am not in your top 8 of friends.
You're in...
None. At what point down on the list would I get the rear end?
Never. Does it never work? Never.
Ooh.
Never?
No. You would be the person to show everyone.
Ava.
You're not trustworthy.
Ava, here, hold on.
I would never send you a picture. I would never tell you about anything serious.
I'm a fan of TMZ.com.
No way.
Let's say, and I think this could happen because you got tons of talent. To me, you're an extreme talent.
Well, thank you,
all right?
Angelo.
You could sing. She's funny. She's perky. The whole deal. You become a big star. Guess what comes out on TMZ.com? See Ava Graham's ass.
And
it even has a nice big cut on it.
And they'll say, wow, that was a really big cut. And that's what they're going to look at it and see. I'm telling you, I showed Kyle Quinn earlier.
You showed Kyle Quinn your ass?
So we can see the cut. It's a butt, Ange. There's a million butts, okay? If you look up a picture online.
Kyle Quinn of our staff has seen your rear end.
It is not a big
deal.
Al,
say something.
I'm out.
Rhea, you say something. You're mentoring this girl.
No, I'm not.
You were.
Up until this point. Okay, come on.
Your ass is everywhere today.
It is not everywhere. I'm not sending it to everyone. My poor mother-in-law is listening right now and...
Why didn't I get the ass?
If she wants me to send it to her, I will, but she's trustworthy and would not share it.
No, these people are sending your rear end out.
No, they're not.
Tell her. You're very active on social media.
Well, once it's out there.
It's out there.
Whatever. It's not even like anything to write home about. You don't got to start screaming. You didn't even have to talk about it. I just had to tell you because I'm...
Why do you think I brought it up?
Yeah.
Because lots of millennials, which you are doing this all the time with body parts.
Well,
it's a bad plan.
I would never send the frontal, okay? I'm saying, listen, when you're on the beach.
Wow. That's very refreshing.
I'm just letting you know.
I was nervous for a minute.
Any of the front stuff isn't going out there.
Oh, good.
The butt is like you see it on the beach.
That's for public consumption.
Angelo, you're on the beach. Don't tell me that you don't see cuts of now that are complete thongs on the beach.
Cuts?
Cuts of, like, they look like, you know, the style.
Oh, I see a thong. Of course I do.
Yeah.
But I, because I'm cool, avert my glance.
Yeah, okay, have binoculars. Whatever you say.
Avert your glance.
I can't. If I see somebody walking by in a thong out, I don't want to make them uncomfortable, so I go back to my book.
What? That's a lie. Might as well have Joe's a news conference.
Joe's on the line. Joe, good morning. You're on 94 WIP.
Good morning, Ange. First thing is, I'm sorry that the Eagles season's over because I liked looking at Eagles postgame live. Yeah. Barrett Brooks always reminded me of being the kid at Thanksgiving, having to sit at the own table there. So
you know, that
table
was
for
not.
Him.
I decided by the final game that wasn't good for Barrett. It didn't seem right that he was. I've seen so many panel shows during the pandemic. I have never seen somebody like a kid who did something wrong. They got stuck in the corner.
Jonesy's literally had him on a big chair. Looked like the.
No, but Al, isn't it?
I was over there last year, yeah.
No,
why do they do that?
Because of the COVID. They don't want people like absolutely next to each other, I guess. I don't know.
What it was saying to me is they thought Barrett was a little too big.
No.
Well, no, they looked at the three other people. You know, they went, well, they're all fairly normal size. Put the big lineman on the other side of the studio.
But Al, you said they don't want them close. You got three close.
But there's also room for four, and then you're really shoulder to shoulder. I guess that's why.
I don't know.
I know we
Joe,
had Jonesy.
It's a good
we
point.
Didn't allow Jonesy. He had to sit in a big chair.
Joe, I felt bad for Barrett Brooks. I thought he had a dunce cap on. It wasn't right.
I know.
Barrett's awesome.
Yeah. My two Eagles comments are, one, if it's report card time and the quarterback's getting a C, but you've got Fs everywhere else, you don't tell the student you got to improve that C up to a B or an A. You got to get those Fs first up the pass.
Right, Joe. I hope you're not an actual teacher, because they did exceed most expectations. It did get to the playoffs, and you're giving a lot of players an F?
Well, my second comment pertains to that. I was talking to my stinking Cowboys friend, and he goes, well, the Eagles' future doesn't look too bright. And I said, listen, last year they were like a 25-watt bulb. Maybe we're expecting a 40, and we got a 60-watt bulb this year. You're still far away from 100 watts.
You allowed your Cowboys fan to tell you anything when they lasted about 3 hours in the playoffs with that roster?
Joe, why do you have a Cowboy friend? You would never hear me say I was talking to my Cowboy friend. Screw them. They're awful people.
So I can continue to bash them. But the Eagles are still in the incandescent range. They're not even in the LED range.
All right, can I say you're using this light bulb thing, and you know what I'm thinking, Joe? That you and your friend are not that bright yourself. That's what I'm hearing. Joe, but you seem like a charming man. Do you really believe they're committed to Hurts based on what you heard, Joe?
Everybody's lying these days. Netflix is coming out with a new show. You know that game we used to play with cards called Bull Blank?
Yeah.
They're coming out with a new show called that. Everybody's lying.
There's a lot of lying going on, Joe. I'm not going to argue with that. Joe, give me somebody who you can't believe they still have a job.
Oh, this guy is always wrong. Mike Pereira.
Mike Pereira.
Why do they have a job?
Mike Pereira.
I like him.
Of all the guys, he's the best.
Yeah, really.
I'll tell you this. I'm not the judge. There's another guy doing it with him on Fox who I don't like at all. Mm-hmm. So it depends what you think. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something else, too. Billy, and I prior to the show, Billy mentioned at least one broadcaster that he's amazed has a job.
Yeah.
So I'll just give you a little
clue. Is that when I wasn't around?
What? No. Do you ever say that about Al, Billy?
No. I look forward to seeing Al every week. And there's a guy that, you know.
No, but see, now you just said I look forward to seeing Al every week.
Yeah.
But you said earlier in the show you lied all the time. So now we don't even know if that might
have been. No. I didn't say a lot of. I said I filibustered.
Well, it's another term for lying.
No. And then Rhea said I lied. I just said I was managing the situation or was spinning.
All right. When we return, we'll see how much spinning Billy does, because he's going to tackle some juicy new rumor about Ben Simmons, Al. The clock is ticking, and the rumors are heating up. Billy will not only tell you what he thinks of the rumor, he'll tell you where he thinks it came from.
Mm.
Billy knows this stuff. That's next. WIP Sports Time, 6:30. All right, we are back, and there are a lot of rumors flying around. I should tell you, first of all, when it comes to the Sixers, that Billy King has been telling us. He gives us dates, right, Billy? Trade deadline. That's when things ramp up. What is it, the 10th?
It's February 22nd. No, February 10th.
February 10th. So here's where we are.
3 p.m.
We're February 10th. Today is the 20th. We got 3 weeks, a little more than 3 weeks, right? This has to come together soon on the Ben Simmons situation. So here is the newest rumor. Keith Pompey, Inquirer.com yesterday, said here is what the Sixers could get. Somehow the Sacramento Kings, allegedly, would be willing to accept two awful contracts, Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris. In return, the Sixers would get Hield, Halliburton, Barnes, and two number ones. Doesn't say if they're protected, because the Kings could stink, right? In fact, if they have Harris and Ben, there's a good chance they will. Those could be very nice picks.
Yeah.
All right, Billy. Is that a feasible offer for our guys? Can you see something like that happening?
I mean, I don't know if that doesn't move the needle. That's not going to say, okay, no. Now you're competing with Milwaukee,
right,
and Brooklyn and Miami. That doesn't, you know, because now you have De'Aaron Fox, who's a very good point guard, young point guard. You have Maxey, so now you have two point guards young, and Fox makes a lot of money. This year he's at $28 million. Then he goes to 30, 32, 34, 37.
De'Aaron Fox makes $28 million a year?
And he finishes in 5 years. And this is the beginning of a 5-year deal, so he's going to finish at $37 million.
All right, you know what, though? Yeah, people are looking at Harris's contract and going, what the hell are you paying that stiff?
And then you have Buddy Hill's making $23 million.
Wow. Is he still a great shooter?
He can shoot, yeah. Can't dribble that well, but he can shoot it.
All right. And two number ones, is that exciting to you?
It is, but if you're trying, like you said, you got him in his prime. Now you can maybe use those if you're trying to get Harden, but you got to have some other pieces that is going to be attractive because Brooklyn's trying to win.
Why are you trying to drive a hard bargain when I'm getting rid of two awful contracts?
Okay, so if you just got rid of those contracts and I got you two other warm bodies, would you be okay?
No, these are not warm bodies. These are better players. I'm not saying Ben's a different entity. These guys can play as well or better than Harris, then they have higher ceilings, don't they?
Yeah, but you're saying your window is short, so their ceiling may be 3 years down the road.
Right, that's the big issue.
Yeah.
All right, let me just, Al, Embiid, were you impressed last night?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Alice told us off the air, he could have gotten 100 last night.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's an awful opponent. All right?
Yeah, but
still. Oh,
but here, according to Kyle Newbeck, who was covering the game for PhillyVoice.com, he said this was the loudest noise at any point. It's the third quarter, and Embiid is out there for points number 45, 46, 47.
Place went insane.
Listen.
For three. Absolutely unguardable for your MVP consideration, Joel Embiid.
Absolutely unguardable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He only played 27
minutes.
50 points matched his career high, all right? Again, Al, doesn't this say to you, you've got to take it. He's going to be 28 in less than 2 months.
Yeah.
Don't you have to maximize his prime years?
Yeah, you would think.
Could this not be the best year of his entire career?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's healthy. He's played every game. He's phenomenal.
Well, he can't now.
Billy, I got to do something now. I'm getting panicky.
Yeah, but you need another partner to make a deal because they could trade Ben and get pieces back, but is that going to help him in his prime?
Right. Let me go right to this because we have a better idea because Howard Eskin was grandstanding with Doc Rivers.
No.
Yeah, he was. Even on Zoom, Howard will do some grandstanding. And he's kidding around with him about subtraction and addition, and sometimes you add by subtracting. He's basically saying you're better off without Ben around.
Yeah.
Get him out of sight. Get him out.
Yeah.
But at one point, he then is saying to Doc, you need some addition here, and Doc caves to the point. Listen to that.
You know, always addition is better.
Okay.
So I mean, if I have a dollar and then I have $2, that's always better, right? As far as I know.
So to get another player to help would be addition.
That's exactly right. It always helps. But, you know, listen, I trust what we're doing.
I don't know about the last part, but he's basically saying, give me some help, right?
Yeah, I think he's
sending
saying
that signal out. But you're saying this doesn't necessarily give you what you need.
It gives them more bodies and people like that, but that doesn't make them better than the teams at the top in the East.
All right, so this is just give us this, because this will also apply to the Rager situation. When do you know the guy is not going to – do they know Ben's done here? Do they know now?
Yeah.
They know. Yeah. So what – I mean, the other teams know, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that reduce his value?
It does, but you're hoping some teams get desperate. And what times you start to do is you put some conversations out there to try to create a market for him.
How long do you wait before it's too long?
Well, you don't want to make a deal to make a bad deal just because I made a deal. Because with these contracts, you're going to sit there and
what
say,
what if there's no good deal?
Well, then you wait till the summer.
And then there's still no good deal.
It's a lot easier to make trades in the summertime because during the season, you're constricted by the 15 roster spots. You can't have more players on your roster. During the summer, you can go over that number.
Oh, yeah. What about last summer?
Do you think Maury will make a deal in the next 3 weeks?
I think he's going to try. I think he's going to do everything he can.
I know he's going to try. Is he going to make a deal?
I'd say about 30% chance.
Wow.
Well, are you saying a deal with Ben Simmons? A big deal.
Oh, yeah. That's the one. You're not going to win a championship without him or the value of him.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure there's that much value now because he's been sitting out a whole year and there's no indication anything's changing. Yeah. This is one of the worst situations.
But generally, the deals that are made are the ones you don't hear about. All right. There's the conversations that aren't there, those are the deals that come out of.
I have a talk show. That doesn't help me.
Well, I know.
Make it up.
I know. Make up one.
What do you think I do most days?
I know. I'm trying to think of a good one.
Matt, would you please come up with some bogus rumor out?
Maybe the Flyers can get Simmons.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's problem.
Matt is on the line, and he got to listen to Howie Roseman yesterday. Matt, were you impressed?
Hey, good morning. First of all, I'm down here near the Georgia line, get ready to load some lumber, and it's beautiful here. It's like 50 degrees right now.
All right, are you trying
to coming back north?
Are you trying to flaunt the fact that you have better weather than we do, man? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Certainly.
Well, you're correct. Now, Howie Roseman, Matt, you heard him even down there near Georgia. What do you think?
Yeah, was it just me, or did when Nick Sirianni was talking, going through all the receivers' names and grading them, like, it just reminded me that the position Howie's been working on all these years is still terrible.
Yeah.
And we still have a bad defense, and we still don't have any receivers.
Mm.
It's amazing. Matt, that's a great point. All right, so what he did, this was a very, I don't know, this wasn't that revealing to me, but other people thought it was great. So he said Smith is one.
Yeah.
We knew that. Smith was good. He'll eventually be a lot better.
Either. Right.
All right. He said number two was Watkins.
Okay.
Well, Watkins for a number two didn't do that much.
One touchdown, right?
Right. That's not a lot for number two.
He was overthrown a lot.
So Watkins is number two because your number three straight out stinks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's Rager, who they identified as number three. I don't even know if they put Whiteside in the order anywhere. They called him an enforcer.
Well, he tried to watch.
He had three catches this year.
Oh, yeah.
That is not really what you would hope to have in any of your wide receiver core. Matt, you know what I kept coming back to? You're not going to believe this. I kept thinking of Travis Fulgham. You know why? Because Travis Fulgham, in one season, really 1 month, produced as much as Rager has in two seasons, and Fulgham got caught. Help me with that.
That's amazing, and I almost forgot about him, but and that's why when people, and you know, Mad Mike is way overkill, but that's what he's been trying to tell these Howie Roseman apologists. Like, one of these guys, like Fulgham, comes out and they're kind of good, and we're like, oh, see what Howie did with this you know, low draft pick, but then those guys, you know, they play good for a year or so, and then we're back to where we started.
Yeah, Howie's been awful at the wide receiver thing, and he got one right with Smith, but it was close to a no-brainer. The one that I wanted, no one pinned him on this, and if I ever can get Howie back on, I want him to acknowledge that the worst mistake, Matt, that he made in his 10-plus years as a general manager was turning his back on Justin Jefferson and picking Jalen Reagor. See, there are bad draft picks. But when everybody says you have a great consensus pick and you don't do it, it makes it worse. That's the ultimate. And I want him to say, Reagor was my biggest mistake, even bigger than Danny Watkins.
Yeah, he's not going to say that.
I need him to say it. I need closure on Reagor.
So if he says it, will you be okay?
Well, only for a minute, but it'll be good for the minute. Matt, give me somebody you can't believe has a job.
Well, I just won recently, but can I give someone a shout-out?
Absolutely.
Well, like the Ava and the promotions department there, you know, it's incredible what they give out, and I just want to say thank you.
Well, that's very nice of you, Matt. Check social media. Her rear end should be available to you soon. On the line, Al, is one of our favorite people. Boy, did those kids knock it out of the park last Friday, Al, with Principal Patty. Principal Patty. Patty, how are you today?
Good morning, and I just have to say, we love you guys as much as you love us.
Well, you guys, I got to tell you, with the masks on, you had 20 kids. They sounded spectacular, Patty. You do an amazing job over there.
Oh, I love what I do, and when you love what you do, which I can tell you do, it's fun.
Yeah, I love it so much, I'm leaving next year.
I know, we don't want you to leave.
All right, Patty, you want to say something about the coach. What'd you want to say?
I do. You know what? I want to say that we love Coach Sirianni. We met him down the shore over the summer, and I want to give him a B, maybe a B+.
Okay.
I think he is just going to get better every year, and I would love him to come visit us at Holy Angels. He's a family man. The way he got that team together, you have to say the leadership was good. Last week was a debacle, but he did bring the guys together, and that's not easy to do.
Right. You know, I'm trying to picture. So the coach comes to the school. You have, like, an assembly, and then he gives them
a pep rally like we did when the cheerleaders came. Maybe we can get the band to come. I just want him to talk to the kids. He has good morals. He has good values. He's a good man. I think he's a good coach for our guys.
Well, I'm glad you're making a public appeal. You would like Nick Sirianni to talk to your kids. I think, Patty, once again, indicating how great a principal you are over there. You're awesome.
I have a first grader whose name is Nick that plays for our West Deptford Eagles.
Yeah.
And he wrote Sirianni a letter, and it was absolutely adorable. I don't know if he ever got it. But I did not get it,
but I love reading children's letters on the air.
All right.
Rhea, Rhea's always
said
to me.
He didn't send it to you. He sent it to Nick Sirianni, making everything about you.
Angelo, we will send you some.
Send me a copy so I can read it on the air. That kind of thing is heartrending.
Okay, I will. Thank you. You guys
Patty,
have a great
thank
day.
You. Thank you very much.
Let me know what day that is.
Rhea loves little kids' input. Yeah. She finds it exciting.
She gets it every day.
Oh, maybe. Yes, I do. Right?
Whether she wants it or not, she gets it every day. When we return, Al, there's been one man, more than any other, that we have employed on this show who has given great insight and real strong opinion.
Thank you.
On how the defense is run.
Oh, the defense.
And his name is G. Cobb. Mm-hmm. And I want to know how surprised G is that one of the hottest head coaching commodities on the market right now is Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator of the Eagles. Because I'm not even sure he got a vote of confidence from the coach yesterday, but we're going to find out from G if Jonathan Gannon is ready to be a head coach.
How are we doing, everybody?
That and more coming up next. WIP Sports Time, 6:55.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.